Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Realms of Peril and Glory. This episode is a preview of our Patreon-exclusive series, Viva la Revolution, which plays the one-page RPG I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter by Grant Howitt and Chris Taylor. If you'd like to hear the rest of this series, then you can sign up to the $8 producer tier on our Patreon. That is patreon.com/lightandtragic. As of this episode releasing, all of the episodes of this series are available to listen to right now. So why don't you go head over and in the process support us and continue allowing the show to exist. Thank you so much and enjoy the episode. Realms of Peril and Glory will begin after these short messages.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Terra Torres, Lavender, and Lost with Two Faces, for their support in making Realms of Peril and Glory possible. If you'd like to join them and continue allowing Realms of Peril and Glory to exist, then please head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. There you can also get some incredible perks like ad-free listening, bonus shows, and a lot more. Again, that is patreon.com/lightandtragic. Welcome one and welcome all back to Realms of Peril and Glory. I am so excited to be here with you today because we are playing I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter, an incredible hack of Honey Heist by Grant Howitt and Chris Taylor. We are going to be exploring France during the French Revolution, maybe. Is it historically accurate? Probably not, but it's going to be very fun. Here today with Elizabeth Campbell.
Hello, I'm Liz Campbell, and today I will be playing Lady Victoria Amantes, otherwise known in her secret revolutionary role as Lady Victory.
Maddie Searle.
Hello, I'm Maddie, and I will be playing Voleur de la Cour, who is pronouns they, them, an amorous, scandalous thief.
James Barbarossa.
Hi there, I'm James Barbarossa, and I will be playing Rufus the Uproarious, a large, vaguely Slavic warrior from a far-off land.
And joining us for the very first time, it's Rachel Smith.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will be playing Belladonna von Fronan. And don't worry about the accent, it's happening.
We're all committing.
Yeah. I'm already very pleased at the turn that this episode has taken.
It is time to get out our accents and let the games begin.
Oh, God.
Right, okay. First and foremost, I would like to introduce you to the French countryside. Beautiful, lavish. And in the distance, you see the village of De Gaulle. A simple village, a modest village. Thatched roofs, beautiful cobbled streets, all surrounding the massive fortress of Palais de Gaulle. And first and foremost, I would like to ask you guys, what mission have you just come from?
Ooh.
Mm.
And how are you arriving in town?
I think we stopped a convoy trying to smuggle out nobles out of the country. They tried to disguise themselves as peasants, but we saw through their terrible ruse, knocked it down, and seized the gold and art and everything they were trying to take out with them. So we've now been able to, I don't know, dress up in their fancy digs to come attend this party.
Oh, fancy digs. Amazing.
You know, a country's border is sort of a construct, you know? If I am stronger than border guard, border does not exist for me, no? I walk across, I go where I want, you know?
Rufus is the philosopher of the group.
Yeah, I've worked it out. Yes. It is a construct.
It's going to be so hard to maintain a French accent with you going Russian.
Yes.
I think I have a similar philosophy. If I am sexier than the border guard and I can seduce them, then that is I can also overcome the construct, no?
Yeah, this makes sense, yeah.
Absolutely.
Personally, I believe that we are so blessed to have just been allowed to go wherever you wish. And that is our luck in life.
Duh.
So, each of you received a letter privately recently from a young woman named Annalise, who you believe... well, not believe, you know to be a former lover. And Annalise from the village of De Gaulle asked for you to join her at the local inn, the Tattered Soulier.
Oh my god.
Dang it.
Because she desperately was in need of your help.
Lady Victory, could you read this for me? I cannot read French. I can read, but I cannot read French.
It is amazing how many languages you cannot read for someone who claims repeatedly to be able to read.
Ah, yes, I am a most impressive man.
Can't read in 45 languages.
You're right.
Alright,
I'm a non-polyglot.
Non-polyglot.
What's the opposite of a Renaissance man?
Or a monoglot?
Is it a recession man?
A recession? I am a recession man.
Bringing culture back several centuries.
Well, it seems that Annalise requires a presence at the Tattered Soulier.
Yes. I will remember that.
Yes. Well, you notice, Lady Victory, that you've received the exact same letter.
Oh, I see. We all got individual letters.
Individual letters.
I see. Rude.
I suppose maybe she doesn't know that we all hang out, but like you guys got this one too, yes?
Yes.
I hold it up to the group.
Mewi?
That is exactly the same as mine. Quite strange.
Ah, Annalise. I remember you.
Wait,
I'm rather put out that she did not individualize each letter to make sure it was more personal.
Yeah, you
seems
know.
Seems like she's very desperate for help rather than our company.
It takes a long time to write letters, so I have heard they have a long stick with many quills on it that you just move over four pieces of paper and write the same letter. You know?
Rufus is also our engineering scientist.
I don't know much, but I think I know a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. And thinking you know something is the main part of the battle, no?
Duh.
Which one was Annalise again? I have forgotten.
The most beautiful brunette blonde redhead I have ever met.
Oh, yes. She had so many features on her face. Yes. Oh, yes. She had eyes. I remember her having eyes.
As I recall, she had some number of arms and legs.
Ah, yes. Oh, such fond memories.
It is all coming back to me now. Yes.
When you touch me like this, and then you whisper like that. She had the voice of an angel, if an angel was being strangled.
She definitely had. I remember her having a voice. Yes. Ah, good old Annalise.
She was from some country. I don't know. What was it? Wales.
Go and absolutely fuck yourself.
The exotic land of Wales.
Yeah, Wales. This is where she was from, huh?
The most exotic. The most exotic flower that we have ever seen from Wales.
Why did I let you guys vamp? What?
And I cannot wait to hear her accent again, flawlessly portrayed.
It's so beautiful. So well.
And flawless.
So melodic and delightful.
Like a beautiful hymn sung in the valleys.
Duh.
Well, that's not happening.
Perhaps we misremembered. Who knows? We meet a lot of people.
I think a Welsh accent might be punching down.
Because the rest of this is so respectful.
Hey, yes. You can't punch down on the French.
They were literal imperialists.
Yeah, it is true.
So describe to me how you guys roll into town and rock up to the Tattered Soulier.
I assume we just stole the carriage.
Oh, yeah.
From the rich people.
I mean, I think... bringing in my character description flawlessly as a segue. Lady Victoria always dresses in kind of noble riding gear.
Yeah.
Because, well, I mean, why wouldn't you have you had unlimited choices? So I think she'll take the reins and we'll rock up in the carriage that we just seized.
I love it. So you guys rock up, you know, you... Up the cobbled streets. You smell the fresh baked croissant and baguettes and other French pastries.
Ah, France.
Wafting through the air, and you arrive at the local inn, the Tattered Soulier, which is a very funny joke if you know French. I swear.
Ha ha ha! I don't get it.
It's not funny. It's just insulting. And you arrive at the door. And as you open it, you come into this kind of dimly lit room. There's very few windows. They're grimy. And the light coming in is like streaming through several layers of grime. It's to almost make it feel like it's like dusk suddenly.
Reminds me of my home country.
Candle lights flicker on the table, and there's a handful of patrons dotted around on the tables. And the one person who stands out in this room is a young woman in what could only be described as an excessive dress. A dress...
The natural dress of Wales, yes. With the hat.
I'm not doing a Welsh accent.
That's canon now, Zach.
You know that Wales has been conquered by France in this universe. And that is the law now.
Oh, yes, I remember that, yes.
That would explain why there are so many very strongly Welsh-accented revolutionaries around France. Half the people in here are probably Welsh.
Yes, I am Welsh. Hello.
Okay, and you see this excessively dressed woman. She's got a bonnet on as well as, like, tulle on her dress. Like, she is puffed sleeves, and she's just kind of sat there awkwardly with, like, a goblet of wine, just kind of nursing it. And you all recognize her as Annalise.
Right. Yeah, by her blonde brunette red-headed hair.
From each of you sharing an incredible evening with Mademoiselle Follet.
Follet.
Can I look around this tavern to see how many other patrons appear to be holding identical letters?
Yes, you absolutely may. I'm not going to make you roll this one. You see that there are... Actually, no, do me a... let's say a lover roll. And anyone who wants to do me a lover roll may do me a lover roll.
I have failed.
Oh, no.
I got a one.
I have also failed.
Rufus is on.
Valeur de la coeur.
I might as well if everyone else is having a look around.
You do not have to if you do not want.
I think actually Voleur is just very chill, not really
not
looking
caring
around
very
much
about what is around.
No.
Rufus. Lady Victory, notice that there are a few letters on the table in front of Annalise that they appear to be crumpled or slammed or ripped or burned. Like, it appears that there has been a line of several individuals who have come through, realized the circumstance, and just left in a storm, in a huff.
I guess they couldn't read it either.
Perhaps expecting something different than they were originally anticipating. Rufus, one of the things that you notice in this tavern is that a couple of the patrons tucked away, but not too obviously, because they can't display this publicly, have a red, like, sash or, like, ascot thing, like a scarf. And you know this to be the telltale sign of La Révolution.
Lady Victory, there's a lot of very particular fashion in here, you know.
Yes, I see. Well, it looks like we might have multiple friends in this inn. Shall we begin with Annalise?
Well, you do that. I'm going to find somebody to arm wrestle.
Oh, yes.
Let me know when you've worked out all the brain stuff and I'll be back.
I assume this is how we enter every pub, yes?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll stride up to Annalise. I don't know if the rest of you are coming along.
Oh, hello. Lady Victory, it is... so nice to see you again. Oh.
Are the rest of you following as well?
I'm going to sort of like slide up behind Lady Victory and just
look. Belladonna, I was not aware that you two know each other.
I'm going to exchange a fleeting glance with Belladonna and we assume a Charlie's Angels-like pose on either side of Lady Victory.
Oh, Valeur de la Girl! Oh, that's great! You guys have been good friends?
Hello, Annalise.
Cool. I love it.
I'm also here, but I don't think you and I had a thing.
Rufus is also here.
Rufus, I mean, no, you were more tender and you wanted to cuddle, I remember.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a big cuddler.
He says as he's throwing people down with arm wrestling, just like people flying through the air.
This is a bit awkward. I am sorry for this circumstance.
As she's speaking, I start picking up the other letters on the table and just looking at them.
Yes.
I just shrug.
I am rather in a bit of a pickle. A cornichon, as you could say. I need some help. And I did not know what else to do. It would appear that my other acquaintances are less willing to help than I had previously anticipated. And therefore, I would like to ask if you might be willing to... I don't know, sneak into a fancy ball and rescue my mother? Maybe?
Darling Annalise, I don't know how much you remember from all of us, but we are very important people with very important political machinations that happen. Yeah, I don't know. You know, your mother, she goes to a ball. I mean, what is in it for us?
The pride of a job well done?
Do better.
I don't work for pride.
Alright. Look, my mother...
We're not looking for things to put in our portfolio.
Arm wrestle, arm wrestle, arm wrestle.
Yep. Are you looking for exposure?
No, I am done. I am out.
Does she wink when she says that?
Is that exposure may be part of any job we do, but it is not the sole purpose.
Luke.
It does not pay my bills.
If you all... I can't yell at Rufus from across the room. This has
what?
To be... This has to be a private conversation, Rufus.
Don't worry, I'm listening.
No. Not from there.
Just bottle of mead.
Smashing.
Bottle of mead in one hand, shirtless arm wrestling a buff guy in the other. Downs the mead, slams the hand, begins aggressively making out with the guy.
This is like Rufus all over. He is a distractible. He sees a pretty face and he cannot help it. And they cannot help it either.
He likes to wrestle. He likes to wrestle.
This is true. All right. Well, I'll tell all of you, all right?
I want to get a walking stick and use my cravat to tie a bottle of vodka onto the end of it and then dangle it in front of Rufus's face and lead him back over to us.
What is?
Yes, Rufus, come here. He's a good boy. Yes, yeah. Come here. Yes, yes. Come on. Come on.
Oh, hey, what?
It is time for a conversation, but you can have this while we talk, okay?
I hate those.
I know, but you can do it. I believe in you.
Okay, all right.
Just sucking on the bottle of vodka like a toddler in the corner.
Literally stick like a nipple on it. Like.
All right. What my mother was, she's not being held. She's being held against her will. She is a famous inventor, a doctor, ahead of her time. By many, many ways. I came home one day and she was gone. And there was a letter from the Baron explaining that she would be returned when her work had been completed. And look, the work that my mother is doing could be devastating in the hands of the bourgeois. She creates, weapons. Very powerful. Unlike anything you've ever seen. And this is a big secret, but I believed that the Baron is, attempting to force my mother to create her discoveries for the bourgeois to use against the revolution. If I believe the revolution would be grateful if you recovered the inventor, my mother, and the invention, the weapons.
Well, my interest is certainly piqued. How do you propose that we get into this fortress?
Well, it is just the night for the situation. The Baron is holding a grand masquerade ball. He is not telling any of his guess why they are being invited, but I think he's planning to showcase the weapons. to show off the power of the bourgeois now that the revolution is gaining such popularity. So if you are able to find your way into the ball, you could find your way into the fortress.
What kind of weapon are we talking about here?
I was not privy to all of the ins and outs of my mother's work, but there were burns all over her workshop. It looks like something with fire, hot, burning. I don't know, but it is, she was scared of the potential of what she had created.
I once tied a spear to a pig and let it run around, and I too was scared of what I had created, so I empathize.
That sounds very...
That was the worst Christmas we've ever had.
I thought it was the best Christmas we ever had. That was my favorite pig.
What happened to the pig?
And now he is a king, so...
It's true.
He was given that power.
Will you help me? You are my only hope. Everyone else has said, poo-poo, goodbye, Annalise. I only wanted you for one thing. Men. And a fair amount of women, to be fair.
Well, if you say this will help the revolution, then...
When you say the revolution will be grateful, how grateful do you think they will be?
You would have to ask them, I suppose. I don't know exactly the figures. But suffice to say, you could win the revolution very quickly, I think.
There will probably be a lot of wealthy people at this ball who might...
It is true.
Might have objects on their person that could be easily
removed.
Lots
of gold. Free for the taking. So long as my mother comes back, I will take no commission.
And,
as I am not paying you anything.
Well, that is good to know. Honesty is very important in these kind of arrangements. I appreciate you being upfront with us about
isn't the commission your mother?
I suppose. It's more like a gesture of goodwill that you would get my mother back, as well as all the wealthy people, you know, like humanitarian effort.
So what is it? You say there is it that a baron has taken your mother?
Yes, so the baron is working, I dare not say his name, but for the top of the...
Voldemort!
You know,
I get you.
La Reine.
This is the best ultimate.
Sorry, my Le pronunciation. Voldemort.
The king.
We are in France.
Monsieur Louis.
Le
Roi.
I spit.
Yeah, I think Voldemort also spits.
And the Baron, he is a strong man.
The Baron is a jealous man. He is easily led, but a bit of a sycophant.
But physically, he is a strong man.
Oh no, I think you could push him over with like a stiff breeze.
Oh, that's boring. Oh, I'll do it anyway.
He has lots of guards, though.
Oh!
If that would tempt you.
Okay, I'm in.
All right. Belladonna, what do you think?
I suppose if there are rich people that I can relieve of their possessions, I shall also come.
Yes, fantastic. Thank you so much.
I wish you had led with that. It would have made a much quicker decision.
I will consider that next time, but I thought perhaps...
next time your mother get kidnapped?
We needed your mother rescued. I thought maybe that would be enough, but oh no.
Some of us have never had parents.
Does this happen frequently enough that you need to build a strategy for how you
every
hire
every second
people?
Thursday is kidnap
there
day.
Is, have you seen all these letters? The number of men who just said, oh, shall we have a quick, cheeky little... No. Get my mother, then we'll talk, all right?
You're not really my type. You are too small.
You said that last time. Oh, wait. I went Russian.
There's a lot going on. I think this can be...
They always go Russian.
You said that last time.
Hi.
Well, yeah, you know. I mean, you're a good cuddler. I give you that.
The best.
When?
Deborah, Diva, you going?
Yes, your mother. What does she look like? What is her name?
How do
we recognize her?
Her name is Dr. Jacqueline Follet. You will recognize her by her. She has very large, curly hair. Dark,
and the lab coat.
Yes. With a Welsh dragon on the back.
All right. Well, it looks like we might need to get ourselves an invitation to this party.
Yes. I make a suggestion. There is... this is the inn where most of the members of the Revolution partake. I do believe that... a couple members have access through the kitchen.
And there is food in the kitchen.
Yes.
I mean.
This was odd.
Well, I will kind of tap the table, stand up, and look around for the red-badged individuals.
Yeah, so you see a couple of gentlemen kind of sat. There's some playing cards. And one that stands out to you is this gentleman with kind of this long, thin mustache and like this long, thin goatee who, unlike the rest of them who are kind of like hiding their sashes, bandana things away, he's kind of got his kind of proudly tied kind of around his arm. He kind of makes eyes at you from across the room and raises his eyebrows at you.
I lift the eye patch that I wear and wink at him. which turns out to be my good eye. Two good eyes.
Is that the Lady Victory?
I see my reputation precedes me.
You are known amongst our kind. What are you doing in such a place as De Gaulle?
I am simply here with my companions. This is Belladonna, this is Volor.
Hello.
And Rufus is arm wrestling again, but he's with us. Just...
Oh, hello!
What? Is something else
happening? How do you, Rufus? You're doing great.
Never okay, mind. Good.
Belladonna, Volor, bonjour. Ça va bien? All good?
Bien, merci.
Bien.
And what can I be doing for you? You seem to want something. I see Annalise sit there all day. Different men. I hear things.
Well, I think we might be looking for a party to go to.
Oh, very interesting. You're looking to get into the Baron's little masquerade. Now that might be something I could procure for you. But it might come at a cost.
What is the cost?
It depends what you're willing to pay. I'll see if it's worth it. I take gold or, alternatively, I take feathers.
I look at my friends.
You take feathers?
Feathers.
You say fucking a chicken, yeah.
You grab a chicken out of the window.
I already have plucked this one. Why don't you be clear what you want?
You then just throw the chicken out the window when you realize the mistake.
Goodbye, Henri. I'm sorry I block you.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
I'm wearing a very ostentatious coat with ridiculous cuffs that cover most of my hands, and I take one of the cuffs and brush it gently across this guy's face. And I say, I'm sure we can come to some kind of mutually beneficial arrangement. And I would like to kind of do a lover roll if possible to try.
Please
and...
Please do. Get me gussied.
And my descriptor is amorous, so I'm guessing that gives me an extra die. I got a 6 and a 2.
You have to roll below.
Yeah, so 2 is below 3. I very gently curl the corner of my perfectly sculpted moustache and brush my cuffed hand across his face and very gently move closer to him and purse my lips as if about to offer a kiss and then pull away at the last minute.
You are a little bit of a tease. What is your name?
My name is Voleur de la Coeur. I think that you will find it quite appropriate.
Voleur de la Coeur. C'est très à propos, non?
Oui, oui. It was not the name given to me at birth, but it is a name I made for myself.
Oh, I can see that. All right, I tell you what. If you arrive at the castle, the back entrance, tonight, I will have some of my compatriots sneak you into the ball. But it is up to you to look and act the part of the nobles. Am I understood?
Of course.
We will not be held responsible if you find yourself at the edge of a sword tonight.
I'm sure we can take care of ourselves. Thank you, sir.
Of course. And you depart, I presume, the Tattered Soulier?
Yeah. But I just met this man.
Come on, Rufus. just grab
you by the back hair and drag you.
I never get to have fun.
I think you'll find you always get to have fun.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yes, yeah,
I always get to have fun.
So you guys have a little bit of time before the ball. What is it you would like to do? You have some noble's clothing, but you're not sure that you're dressed exactly right for a masquerade brawl.
A masquerade brawl? Sounds like my kind of party.
I think perhaps we should see if there's any mask makers in town who could offer us the finest visages that we could be appear.
Agreed.
Yes. Well, we will certainly need masks. There are some of these, the noble clothes.
I think Lady Victoria assumes that her noble bearing will carry her off in any social circumstance, as the rich do. So, you know. Yeah, I want to play dress up, fine. But yes, we shall need some masks.
Wait, what do we need masks for?
We're going to a party, Rufus.
Oh, well, that's good.
A masquerade. It is the entire point.
Ah, masquerade. And if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. I know what that is.
It is one of the words you can read.
Yeah. So de Gaulle, because it is surrounded by a castle, is frequently host to many wondrous nobles and bourgeois pigs who love to make their way up to the castle to try and woo the Baron. As such, there are several premium clothing outlets where you can purchase fine tailored clothing. Can you all tell me what it is that you come out with on the other end?
Well, I think Voleur is going to go for another jacket with similarly ridiculous cuffs, perhaps even longer than the ones on their previous outfit. But the entire jacket is embroidered with gold. And the cravat is a deep ruby red with a emerald pin stuck in the middle of it. And their voluminous brunette locks are topped with a tiny miniature tricorn hat. And their mask would be... are we doing masks as well?
Yes, please.
Yeah. And their mask will, to bring out the green of the emerald, also be green. With a beautiful, intricate pattern of leaves all over it.
Very swell.
And of course, leaving space for their excellent, very carefully shaved and patterned facial hair to be visible.
Naturally.
Yeah. So is it just like, a superhero mask?
Yeah, it's just across the eyes. So,
it's not
eyes
wide shut.
Yeah, yeah.
Rufus, what are you wearing?
I think Rufus is probably put on a pair of actual trousers instead of whatever like ripped shorts he usually wears, and is wearing a very long, very heavy, very fancy inlaid fur coat, and. Still no shirt. So just the coat, no shirt. He's got his massive ushanka on the top.
What's that?
The ushanka, it's like one of those big furry Russian hats. You know?
Yes.
And probably an owl mask. You know? Because I'm wise!
The wisest of us all.
And Belladonna.
So you think Belladonna has gone for a sort of rather ambiguously gendered outfit, which is including breeches, but also quite a big sort of puffy skirt part that fits over the top. It's all kind of black, but that black that's like oil slick, got multiple sort of different colours running through it with a slight sort of hint of very dark green, and a very fitted like corset style top with very long sleeves and a bit of sort of trailing black lace, and as a mask, I think she's gone again for very like raven feathers, but where you've got this sort of slightly different colours coming through in the black. And her hair's already pinned up in quite an elaborate plaited hairstyle, but she's added rather like you would in the 90s, those little hair grips that you sort of screw in that have got jewels on them, and they're just like dotted all the way through the hair, and in a way that catches the light whenever sort of they turn the head.
Gorgeous. And finally, Lady Victory, what are you wearing?
I need a second because Rachel's stolen all my ideas.
Nice. Yes. The same outfit, but in blue.
I shall take the same, please. So I think Victoria continues to wear her riding boots and has swapped out a long velvet coat with a kind of bustled back, with it's velvet with gold trim, and one of those riding top hats with a veil in the front. And the mask she's chosen is the Venetian Bouter mask, which is this kind of white blank face from Carnival. And the eye patch is tucked up underneath the mask.
What mask did Rufus have again?
Like an owl mask, because he's so wise.
Gotcha, yes, I forgot. Oh, great. Some wonderful outfits. So by the time you've all changed into your kind of gorgeous evening wear, adorned your masks, it is about the time to head over to the Palais de Gaulle. And you climb, there's a hill, a footpath, and a carriageway that leads up this huge hill towards this massive fortress made of dark gray stone with towers shooting out the top. It's kind of embedded into this kind of cliff face. You know, mountains aren't, you know, super common in the area, but there seems to be like something carved out of a miniature mountain in the local French countryside. It's beginning to, the sun is beginning to set, and you see that the red-orange glow of the sun is blocked out by the huge, intimidating profile of the Palais de Gaulle. And you follow the directions you were given and arrive just a few steps away from the entrance, the servants' entrance to the castle.
If we are dressed as nobles, why are we going into the servant entrance?
Yes, I was thinking that perhaps we can sneak in quickly. We meet anyone, we tell them that we are, you know, we are the nobles, we play a fun prank where we pretend to be the servants. You know,
they do like
it's a fun game. They do is you know
noble shit.
Yeah,
I hear the queen's got a tiny farm where she pretends to be a peasant. It's outrageous. It's true fact.
I was gonna say that sounds like a
petit trianon. C'est vrai, c'est vrai.
Just sometimes a little bit of education with your entertainment, I think, is you know, it's really worthwhile. It's a little
entertainment.
Sprinkled. Yeah, entertainment. Sorry. Yes, we're playing a game.
So yes, what are you guys doing at this servant's entrance? You were told that someone would meet you here, possibly.
I think I'm sort of leaning as loosely as possible against the wall whilst examining my very beautiful jeweled dagger that I keep in my belt at all times, just to pass the time.
I think Voleur will crouch at the door and have a look through the keyhole, if that is possible.
Yeah. You just crouch down, spy through the keyhole, and could you roll me a fight check, please?
Yes. Would my thief specialty apply here?
Yeah.
beautiful. Both fail. So,
so you don't see as a figure marches down the corridor just on the other side of the door, throws the door open, chucks you down on the ground, covers your new outfit in mud and muck from the stables.
What are you doing? You cannot just hang around outside of my kitchen. Hey, girls, we have some intruders here.
What are you talking about? We are nobles. You've just covered a noble in mud. Do you have any understanding of what you have done here?
If you are nobles, why are you by the servant's entrance?
I think you'll find that we can go where we please.
Ah.
Are the guards coming? Is this actually happening?
You hear vaguely in the distance there are some guards.
I am happy to get the guards involved. I'm pretty sure that assaulting a member of the gentry like this might be enough to, well, at the very least, end your employment this evening. I point at Valar in the dirt.
My beautiful jacket, it is ruined. You shall pay for this.
Look how upset they are.
All right. I apologize. But I think you'll find this palace will not run without me, so I don't think you will be getting rid of me today.
I'm sorry, are we the nobles or are you... What? This not much of an apology.
And you're not much of a noble.
How dare you, I am very noble in my homeland.
If you are really going to be sneaking into this party, you better do a better job acting as nobles. You're lucky I know who you are.
Oh, he knows, and he still does this.
Yeah, you covered one of their disguises in mud now.
Yeah, I say cheeky as I barge past him into the kitchen.
You're very bad at this, friend.
You know that I could not see out the door, right? Like, how was I meant to know that someone was just hanging around on the bottom of the door?
But how were we meant to know that you were coming? The communication in this whole thing has been very bad.
It is a door. It is literally a portal.
And how are we supposed to know how this door works?
You could open doors much more gently so that you do not knock people over when you do it.
There is no time to knock. To knock, knock, wait for door, see if someone is on the other side. I am busy in the kitchen. We have the escargot going. We have the frogs. Doing. There is no time!
The French.
You understand. Alright? So either you get in here, or I will really call the guard, and then we'll have some fun. Alright?
That does sound like fun.
Let's go. Come on.
Alright.
I go and pull Villa up, and at the same time sort of dust Villa off and be like,
It doesn't look that bad.
Are you sure?
No, it looks fine.
I feel dirty. I don't like it.
Very, very chic.
Oh, if you say so, then do I believe her?
Roll me a lover check, Belladonna, to see how convincing you are.
I was going to say, I have the skill of duplicitous / lying. So. Oh, yes, that is... just a pass.
You are comforted by the words.
Oh, thank you so much. Perhaps I can start a new fashion. Everyone will be wearing muddy clothes by Christmas. It will be great.
You know, Valer, you look terrible.
I kick Rufus.
Well, that hurts my feelings, Rufus. But I appreciate the honesty.
Well, I'm just, you know, it is disguise.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there any way we can clean this off or get spare clothes from somewhere?
Of course. Follow me, please. You all. All right.
And then she kind of throws open the door to the kitchen where a multitude of cooks are like in saucepans going over like sauces and grilling fish and doing all the, you know, the stuff of a French kitchen. You see snails stewing, frog legs boiling, you know, French shit. She snaps her fingers and goes, "Hello, attention here. I want two of you. Hey, you, get this coat off of this gentle person. Get it a wash. All right now. All right, these are our noble guests, and they are not to be trifled with. Am I understood?" And you just hear them parrot, "Yes, chef," or "We, chef." You see two kind of members of the kitchen staff undress you, or at least take off your coat and start scrubbing it kind of in the laundry basin that's kind of on the other end of the room and try to get some of the muck out, but you do think that your coat might have a few stains.
Is there like a porter or a dishwasher or something just hanging about? Can I sidle up to them?
Yeah, of course. There is just this kind of skinny boy with this kind of really big bulbous nose who just looks at you.
Hello, my friend. I didn't mean to interrupt your work. I'm sure you're very busy.
Yes. Can I help you?
I was just wondering if... Well, I'm sorry, I would love to chat, but I will cut straight to the point. We're here looking for a friend of ours. I was wondering if you had seen them.
Oh, who is your friend? I don't know any fancy nobles like you.
Oh, I promise you I am not quite so noble, and I give a cheeky wink.
Oh, I don't know what's it. Okay.
Cool. I am looking for a lady, quite a smart one, wearing a doctor's coat, Welsh flag on the back. That's canonically established, so.
The province of Wales. We are aware of the French province of Wales.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's quite a coup.
What a specific takeover.
England was fine with it.
Yeah.
Which you'd think would be surprising, but it actually makes a lot of sense.
Why do I feel like England would be fine with it if that happened now?
Yeah.
Romy, what are you lover right now? Are you thinking just trying to...
Yeah, I'm trying to be persuasive. I'm not threatening him. Yeah.
Yeah, I think go lover with this young, gentle boy.
I've rolled a one.
Ooh. Sometimes I am asked to bring goods like food and mechanical parts to a room downstairs where sometimes there is a woman there. I think I've seen her with the hair and the coat. I don't know her name, but sometimes that happens.
You said downstairs. Where in this fortress you mean? Just
there is
a rough position.
If you go through the ballroom and then out through the study and then... Oh, I'm not sure if I should be telling you this, but you're a noble. You won't get me in any trouble. Would you?
Of course not. No, you are being extremely helpful, and I am very grateful.
Thank you. There is a statue where if you turn the head, a bookcase opens and you can go down the stairs, and she is down there.
Thank you. This statue, what is this statue of? Just wondering.
It is of the most honorable King Louis.
Ah, yes. Long may he reign.
Long live the king.
Well, Thank you. I don't wish to interrupt your dishwashing anymore, but thank you. You've been most helpful.
Thank you. All right. And then the chef kind of comes over her, and she... my name is Marie Dupont. Do not bother me tonight, all right? Am I understood? You do your thing, I do my thing. Is that cool?
Can I ask, what is your whole deal? You let us in, but you're rude to us. You push us over, then you make the chef do stuff for us. I don't understand.
Chef.
Right, no, but the smaller chef.
Is it team?
The littler chef.
The littler chef.
I just lean over to Rufus.
Yeah. I think it's just the French. They just, it's like a whole mood.
But she help us. Why is she helping us?
I help you because I think perhaps we need to go a little to King Louis. But perhaps I don't like everyone I work with. Isn't that right, Jacques? Oui, chef!
fucking Jacques.
Yeah, well, hold on, what has Jacques done?
Jacques is a piece of shit. He slept with my brother and then broke his heart.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, these things happen.
You're a piece of shit, Jacques! We chef!
You know, my instinct was to get involved in that whole situation, but I think I might not do it.
Remember,
now.
We should rescue this woman.
Where is everyone at with their lover and fighter stats?
I am 4 lover, 2 fighter.
I think I'm back to 3-3.
Okay.
I'm 3-3. Yeah, 3-3.
So Marie kind of clicks her fingers. All right, I'm going to escort our guests upstairs. Are you done with that coat? Oui, chef. And they kind of clear out the coat of any water. It's been dried. There's still a couple stains on it, but it's much less substantial than before. And they redress you, voleur.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your efforts, but my eyes say this is terrible. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh. All right, let's go. And Marie escorts you up a winding set of staircase that, you know, they spiral and then they go up very sharply in like the right direction. Then you find yourself on a floor. Then you just immediately go to another set of stairs going completely the opposite direction to where you were going. And then up another spiral set of staircases, you click clacking up through the bowels of this palace. And then you arrive at 2 lavish double doors where on the other side you can hear the beginnings of some revelries happening. And she turns to you all and says,
I have to tell the butler that you are here. What names am I giving the butler?
Rufus!
That was my first instinct as well for you.
The uproarious.
Rufus the uproarious.
Ah.
I will go as Lady Victoria Llewellyn, the now very French name.
Victoria
Llewellyn.
Llewellyn.
You're trying to break me, aren't you? Llewellyn.
Yes.
How do I pronounce
always.
That?
Always.
How is that spelled?
That's it.
Double L.
Double L. Llewellyn.
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 Spelled
no, Llewellyn.
Exactly how it sounds. Llewellyn.
It's a very common French surname.
All right.
From the French provinces of Glamorgan.
All right. Belladonna. What name am I giving for you?
Baroness von Fornarn.
Evaler, what am I calling you?
I am Paul. This is John, George, and Ringo.
Llewellyn.
Llewellyn.
Call yourself the Baron and see what the actual Baron does.
Ah, that is a good idea. That will be fun.
Very quick way to create conflict.
I will. I go by no name only at sight, sir. You may call me the Scarlet Croissant.
I have one of those ones. Make me throw up.
So Mary just ducks through those double doors and then a moment later pops back out and says,
they will call you in momentarily.
And Marie dips away back into down the stairs to the kitchen, and you hear on the other side of the doors.
Presenting Rufus the Uproarious, Lady Victoria Llewellyn, Baroness von Fornaun, and the Scarlet Croissant.
And the double doors are thrown open as uproarious music is played. And you are escorted by a couple of stewards into a grand ballroom, complete with multiple massive chandeliers, two arching double staircases up to a seating area, and a dance floor in front of you. A band plays the strings, and we will find out how our characters investigate the ball next time on Realms of Peril and Glory. We'll see you then. Right, guys? Where can people find you, starting with you, Rachel?
Yes, I can be found on Twitter at Smithy_Smith, and I am there a lot, usually tweeting about my obsession with terrible Arctic tragedies and anything else that's crossed my mind that week. So it's a fun time. Come join me.
Liz, where are you?
I'm on socials at LizXCampbell, and of course you can also listen to me in the first season of Realms of Peril and Glory, the Veil Campaign.
Yeah. James, where are you?
You can find me at Barbarossaphone on Twitter, but you probably shouldn't. But I would like to plug just hugging your friends. Just giving your friends a hug, if that's okay. Can I plug
you
just
can
hugging
plug
your mates?
Hugging your friends. And Maddie, where are you?
I am on Twitter at Maddie_abstract, and you can find out all the stuff I do podcast-wise in my pinned tweet, which is a link to my Podchaser profile, including, of course, like Liz, the first season of Realms of Peril and Glory.
Yeah.
I'm in that too.
He's not. He's lying.
He's not.
Sorry.
I don't remember a character, character called James.
Yeah, that's true.
You can find me personally on Twitter and Instagram at ZachFG. And of course, the absolute best way that you can support the show is by heading to patreon.com/lightandtragic. That being said, this, I believe, is going to be Patreon exclusive. So,
well done.
Thank
well
you.
Done for being
thank
here.
You
and thank
for supporting
you.
Us the best way you can. And of course, you can follow the show at Realms Pod on Twitter and Instagram. There will be a merch link in the podcast description where you can get some absolutely wicked Veil and other season merch. And it's just pretty good. We will see you next time for the thrilling continuation. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.